The Lord bless you, precious YouTube family. Boy, I'll tell you, it's been spotty lately, hasn't it? Well, it's not because of the Lord. We're just getting massive opposition. But in the midst of it all, I'm offering it to Him as a fast offering for all of you. And some wonderful, beautiful things are happening. Plus, I'm learning my equipment really well. So what happened yesterday, I have no idea. It was a 5-minute long word from the Lord, and when I bounced it, it came out to 1 minute, and I did it 3 times, and each time it was 1 minute, so I had to totally redo it, and it finally went through. There was no reason for it except demonic intervention. So I hope you enjoyed the message, because it sure was a lot of work to get it out to you. So this morning, I sought the Lord for just a few moments, and I picked up one of my books, and I happened to open to Prepare for Your Wedding Day. Now, the Lord has told us that we have a little time, and I'm just moving on that. I've made some plans to do a few things. And when I say a little time, I think maybe, a month or two or three or something like that. So He told us that we had a little time. He didn't specify. So here's the thing. When I opened to this message, it's message 11 in my first book, Prepare for Your Wedding Day, actually second book. And it was done on May 10th, 2015. And when I get done here, I'm going to feature this video for you so that you can listen to it. And the Lord is calling our attention to the preparations we need to make spiritually now. And I've been moved several times to go out of my way to be really kind to people. And I know it's Holy Spirit. And He talks about wedding gifts to Him. And that's what these are. When we do little acts of kindness and go out of our way for people and make little sacrifices, they're like little wedding gifts for our wedding day to Him. And He talks about that in this message. So I'll be really honest with you and tell you that yesterday I struggled with technical issues until, 10 o'clock at night, from the time I got up at 7 until 10 at night. And I've got a lot of them worked out, so I didn't get a chance to get into worship and get a message yesterday. But I'm going to be doing that now. But first of all, I didn't want to disappoint you, and I wanted to give you something to think about, because this is what the Lord drew my attention to. So the Lord bless you, and you have a precious, wonderful day thinking about the time you're going to be together in heaven with your spouse. Love you all, and I'm going into prayer for you now for another message.